question about double, like a hammer on and a pull off, like on B, for example. Where were you? You were doing a hammer on and a pull off.
Yeah.
She was doing a hammer on. Wait, do that again. You were doing it on. She was doing a hammer on the and of one, and a pull off on the of one. So she was only picking on the one and on the two. It's not wrong in real life, but I wanted this exercise to be picking and integrating. Like if you're gonna hammer on and pull off the eighth notes, you'll only need your pick for the downbeats. But I was envisioning you would pick the downbeats and the ands, always.
Okay.
And pull off or hammer on the uhs or the es, and only those.
Okay.
This is just to integrate picking in. So you'll be pick, hammer. But if you're crossing strings, it's not a perfect system, because if you're crossing strings, like take this line right here, we're in C minor, we got 2nd string, 11th fret, please play it with me. You're just descending the minor pentatonic scale. Yeah, and so the notes are 1 and a 2 and... So, you can't do a pull-off on the because it's on the next string, right? So I would use directional picking, where you do, because it's too fast for, we already established that this is double your maximum picking speed. There's no way your picture is going to automatically be able to double itself with alternate picking. So you can do economy, directional picking there, where both notes are up stroke, and then pull off the next note, the two. This is stuff I didn't explain when we were... And then pull off the two. Because you need 3 fast notes in a row. And you've only got 2 of them so far. Like, fast, and you need another fast, so pull that note off. Uh-huh. And then after that, you can go to alternate picking. So that's something we haven't really talked about. It's just something to get used to. You may say to yourself, well, you know, it's too awkward, I don't want to learn all that. Then just start the note from somewhere else. You can let your note choices be bound by a certain technical limitation, but that's ultimately how it's done.
So it's no pick on the E or the
A. The E or the A, except when you're crossing strings, in which case everything gets flopped for a second. So, but if you don't like that, if you don't want to work on that, then just choose a different, like... Choose it from here. This would be. Why is this a better choice? Choose the top string, 8th fret. Why is this a better choice for B?
So.
Like, let's just do. Yeah, why is that a better choice for this exercise?
Because you can pick on the M.
You can pull off the end of one to the of one, and then your pick gets a rest for a second, and you can easily pick an up stroke. Let's see, it would be down on the one, up on the end, and a pull off. And while that's happening, your pick can easily go down on the two, just like it would for alternate picking. Like if the wasn't there, it would be, and you're presumably you can play down, up. Down, up, down, up, down, down. So I left out the note, which is the G note in this case. So I'm leaving out the G, so... No, but so don't hit G. Go. Don't hit that note, because we're gonna save that for the pull off. And go right to F. Do that again. That was it. And that's easy for your hand to do alternate picking, right? So down, up, down, up, down, down. And then now we put in the pull off, and it doesn't disturb the picking direction at all. It's still. So let's do it. Let's do down, down, and then up and a pull off. Up and a pull off. So down, and then a pull off with an up, a up stroke, and then a pull off.
Yeah.
Just do that much.
So it's a up.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah, just do that 100 times in a row. Good, now the next note is a down. So just up to that point. But the note on the third string will be a down because you're on the beat. Just as you went like this, down, up, down. Do that again. Yeah, down, up, down. Now you got down, up, pull off, down. Yeah, I said it right. Down, up, pull off, down. Just those. No, on the middle note, do it up. And how would you know that? If you tap your foot like let's tap with a beat, like tap, tap. Now you're just gonna follow your. And now let's put the pull up in. Good. So that's how you would practice it. The directional picking thing we'll have to do a different day. Like we'll have to do some. Like let's say if you took the first. Let's go back to directional picking for a second. Let's take letter A. And we're gonna play these four notes. Second string, then, and then fourth string. Yep. So. So, because the 1E crosses strings, and it's too fast for alternate picking, you just do directional picking. So it'd be up, up. Because why up? Because we're descending strings, and that's the direction you have to go for. You can't do down, down. It's not going to work. And then, I would probably pull off that end. So that the alternate picking can restore itself, and I'll land on a down on the two. So it just temporarily gets disrupted. That's all. We should do a whole class on that,
so
I guess.
So the no pick on the E's and the O's really are, because here we're picking on the E.
Yeah, so it's not a foolproof.
Yeah.
So it's like that except when crossing strings.
Right, right. Yeah.
Very good.